10:55.
Aaron and Anna here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program. We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables. We do all the work for you. 21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door. All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat. It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend. Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes, or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer. Delivery available nationwide. Lose weight and feel great. Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control. Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Do you have a chronic cough? Trouble breathing? Are you over 40 years of age and a current or former smoker who smoked for many years? If so, please call to learn about participating in research studies at the Clinical Research Center for COPD. Qualified participants may receive study-related medical evaluations and rescue inhaler at no cost. Compensation for participation may be provided to those who qualify. To learn more, visit clinicalresearchcenter.com or call 314-514-8509.
Vincent Mortgage is more than just a mortgage company. We work hard to support our community by helping families find their dream home, consolidate their debt, or upgrade their existing homes. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Yeah, turn that volume up. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Make opinions on the air.
Oh, yes, we are.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of...
A luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my ball throw.
Is that new?
No.
You're always coming up with new stuff. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 17th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by, I think, Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, has been on with us for almost 20 years, like 19 years. Good for them and good for us. Nice partnership. Oh, I just got a new ice maker in my house, thanks to Tom Price. After 20 years, our ice maker died. If you ever have an ice maker, you'll be so spoiled. And I don't mean in the refrigerator. I mean like a real scoop ice maker. We got a new one. It crapped out after 20.
Hey!
And the control board, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. As a member of the SIPC and NYSE, and if you are not completely satisfied with your current financial advice, it may be smart to get a second opinion.
Very smart.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mounts. Proud owner of a new, what's it, Sycamore? What's that guitar called?
Schecter
guitar.
Bass guitar, yeah.
How's it going, Dan?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge.
Oh, go Blues.
Security. What are you talking about? Are they playing?
Yeah. Tonight.
I don't hear anything about it.
I know.
Speaking of the Blues, you know who they hired for security? Hebe Jimenez.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's in charge of security, just like he is here. Did I didn't hear from Hebe, did I?
Think...
Oh, there he is. We didn't have his microphone on. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hind end.
And, no, I haven't. I haven't tried that.
What?
I don't know if it will do that or not. Rat Boy says something you do with an ice maker, if you have an ice maker, is that you can somehow, instead of it just manufacturing ice cubes, you can make what kind of cubes?
Cheese.
Cheese cubes.
How do you do that?
I know when you
molten cheese in
plastic trays,
the mold.
You ever put like Kool-Aid and make Kool-Aid ice cubes? I guess maybe somehow you can have an ice cube. I don't want my ice to taste like cheese. I don't want that. Give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All More Orchestra.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, here's one of the great things about dealing with a company like Thompson Price. I called Tom Price and I said, hey, after 20 years, and this is the ice maker that was put in when they redesigned our kitchen about 19 years ago, and we'd never had an ice maker. And I'm going to tell you something. Wow, it's like the heated tile floor they put in our bathroom. Once you have it, you can't imagine not having it. And I know a lot of refrigerators have ice makers. Nah, that's that half moon, milky, frosty-looking ice. That stuff will kill you. I think you can get cancer from that ice. This is nice, clear, scoop it out of the bin. And he made it so easy. I said, I'll take care of it. Now, the job of doing our kitchen is long finished 19 years ago. But even years later, you need some advice. You need some help. You need somebody to tell you, you know, which brands are overpriced, which ones are garbage, and you want what's in between. You don't want to pay too much for something, but you want something to last another 19, 20 years. And he knew exactly what we needed. And sent Mark the plumber out from our vacation.
Yeah.
And he did a great job installing it, so now we have an ice machine again. My point is, they don't forget about you once you've paid your bill and had your kitchen or bathroom remodeled. You can always still go back to them for modifications, changes, additions, questions. Things don't last forever. Something goes out, you can still turn to them. And I don't think they're going anywhere. I think they're going to be around for a while because the second generation of Prices are Adam and TJ, and they're working there now. And hopefully they will continue doing business the way Daddy and Daddy's staff has always done it. And that is strive for perfection in that kitchen or bathroom, which means you can't talk them into cutting corners and putting garbage in anything but the garbage disposal. You could do that, but they're not going to do that. They're not going to give you substandard anything. They also are great about talking you out of wasting money. There was a particular refrigerator that I thought I wanted, and I remember Tom Price said, you don't want that. He said, they're overpriced. They're not what they're cracked up to be. And for less money, and then he named a refrigerator and said, here, I'll show you what I'm talking about. And he showed us one. He said, that's what you want. It's every bit as good, and it's a lot less money and more dependable. So that's what we put in. And it's still humming along and keeping things cold. Isn't that amazing how long refrigerators last? They really do.
Yeah.
Last a long, like water heaters. We've had the same water heaters for 30 years. They're still heating the water. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. If you want to do it right and you want to completely remodel your kitchen or bathroom or both, make sure, whether you talk to one company or 10, make sure one of them has the name Price in the company name. Just make sure of that, and then there'll be no confusion, and you'll know that you have included a company that's as good as it gets and headed by a man who is in the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. Yes. I've never been to the Kitchen Bath Hall of Fame. I don't know that I ever will go. But I can visualize what it might be like.
And then over here is a plaque dedicated. This is one of our members that we're most proud of, and he's still doing Kitchens and Baths in the St. Louis area. Hall of Fame member, Thompson Price. And I mean,
people taking pictures, of his plaque or whatever. So again, Thompson Price, the showroom is in De Pere. It's less than a half mile east of 270 on Manchester. Please stop in and look around. And remember that what you're looking at is just a tiny, tiny fraction of the possibilities things you can do between your ideas and theirs. You're going to have a spectacular kitchen and or bathroom. ThompsonPrice.com. I have a... This is actually very sad. Peon told me, and I wish he hadn't told me, because he did it just as we're about to go into the Playhouse.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking.
And he read me a headline from the Yahoo News page, main page, that said, country music a legend has passed away. Guy Clark.
Yeah.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's funny, the way they put it up on the, it was like, my goodness, Willie Nelson's dead. Guy Clark. I've been in...
Well, that's what I said. I go, I wouldn't have known, so that's why I asked you, because you're
I was
more
in country music
country
for 8 years.
Guy.
Dan, you were... Did you ever hear Guy Clark?
I've never
heard of the guy
never.
In my life.
I never have.
And if you read the story, you think, oh my goodness, like one of the greatest country stars ever.
Guy Clark, Grammy-winning musician, dead at 74.
Never heard of him. No.
I wonder what he won the Grammy for.
I don't know, but we found his two biggest hits, and we thought we'd play you. I mean, I'm sorry. The guy's passed away, and but I got to tell you something. I never heard of the guy, and now that I have heard his music, we'll play it for. What's the name of the song?
Well, they said his two biggest hits wrote hits like "L.A. Freeway" and "Desperado's Waiting for a Train."
Oh, that's so everybody
this one
knows
is "Desperado's Waiting for
this
a Train."
This is a little bit of "Desperado's Waiting for a Train." Legend, the legend, Guy Clark. Nice piano.
Sit in the kitchen and cry.
Can you stop for a second?
Yeah.
So far, this sounds like if Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson had a baby together, it would sound like, go ahead.
Yeah.
It's fingers through 7 years living. And wonder, Lord, as ever will.
Lard ass.
Lard ass. He didn't say lard ass.
All right, that's a no disrespect, but I'm sorry, I never heard of Guy Clark. Dead at 74. For those of you who do know who he was, please don't write me any hate emails. No, I'm not trying to be mean. I think most people never heard of this guy.
Mm-mm.
Man, oh man, the sadness continues.
What now?
I heard a horrible story.
Oh.
You know, we've been having all this horrible weather, and we're the people who educated you. And told you the truth about AM radio, that there's a reason it crackles and there's static. When there's a storm, it's by design. AM radio, years ago, decided, let's put in a warning system. Oh, we could be crystal clear if we wanted to.
Oh, sure.
But how's that going to help anybody? How's it going to warn anybody? And when you're driving along, think, oh, this is going to be great. And then you go, oh, there's a storm coming. And then you're aware, so you're... You know, you're ready to duck for cover or park under an overpass.
Oh, yeah, you can look and take,
Well, you'll start looking around if you see the tornado.
Yeah.
FM people, they're oblivious. Mm-mm. They don't have a clue, and they drive right into storms and get killed.
Yeah.
Here's a sad story about someone who, just in the last couple of days, perished in one of these stormy days we've been having, and this person was listening to AM radio. Now you say, wait a minute, how can that be? Was the warning system not working? No. There was crackling and static. But from what I've been able to gather, the information I've been able to gather, this person, even with the warning sounds of AM, died because he fell asleep. He was listening to the old folks.
Oh, station. That makes sense.
So no amount of warnings in the world can trump
counteract
boredom and sleepiness. He was listening to the other AM station and fell asleep and drove right into a storm.
And he may have died anyway, because if you fall asleep at the wheel.
Yeah. Head-on collision.
Yeah.
Wow. That is so sad.
Man.
If only he'd been listening to this AM station.
Save yourself and listen to the Big 550.
Save yourself and others.
Yeah.
He could have plowed right into
somebody. Yeah.
That's a sad story. The National Enquirer, the current issue, has Hillary and Bill on the cover with some almost unbelievable things about both of them. And you say, well, that's the Enquirer. Let me remind you of a few stories that the Enquirer broke before anybody else broke them. And say what you will about them. Peon's right. TMZ today is the broadcast version of what the National Enquirer has always been in print. It was the National Enquirer who found Bill Cosby's son's killer, Ennis Cosby, and the way they did that happened in 1997 on a freeway in L.A. The Enquirer did something very unusual. They offered a $100,000 reward for information that led to the arrest and conviction of the killer of Bill Cosby's son. Now, a lot of print publications and papers will sometime announce rewards that other groups have put up, but not the publication itself. Enquirer put up the money themselves, and guess what? A guy named Chris So learned of the reward and led police to the revolver used in the killing by killer Mikhail Markhasev. And they put him away. Life without parole plus 10 years. I got to tell you, life plus 10 years? That's a long time.
Yes. Yeah.
How about this? Remember the O.J. Simpson Bruno Mali shoes that he said, I wouldn't wear those ugly ass shoes?
Yeah.
Do you know who produced the evidence that he did? It was the National Enquirer that obtained numerous photos of Simpson in those shoes. How about this? Jesse Jackson fathered a child that wasn't the child of Jesse and his wife. And as usual, there's denial. And then they had to come clean because the Enquirer had the goods on it. And they broke the story about his illegitimate daughter with a staff member, Karen Stanford, in 1999. And once the Enquirer scheduled to print the story, then he had to come clean. And he got me. And that happens a lot of times, too. When people get word, oh, my goodness, the Enquirer is about to print this, then they come forward. How about this? Bob Dole, who once ran for president, I think.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm.
It was the Enquirer that revealed to everybody who thought, oh, my goodness, you know, Bob Dole is squeaky clean, that he once had a mistress. Meredith Roberts had been his mistress from 1968 to 1970 for 2 years. And, of course, once the Enquirer got a hold of it, he had to admit that, it's true, he did.
He had a hand that was messed up, and he always held a pen, a Sharpie marker in
it.
Yeah.
Gary Hart, remember this guy?
Yeah.
This guy's career was stopped in its tracks by the Enquirer. They got a hold of the pictures of, and I remember the girl's name, Donna Rice.
Yeah.
Aboard that,
that boat, monkey business.
Monkey business, that's right, in Bemini. How about this? How about John Edwards? They shut him down when they, how about Frank Gifford? I believe it was the Enquirer that blew the lid off the Gifford story with that flight attendant. And again with O.J., this book called If I Did It, okay, that O.J., somebody leaked that he had written it, and then it was denied that he wrote it, and it was the Enquirer who proved the book actually existed, and O.J.'s lawyers immediately, they denied there was any such book, and then once the Enquirer showed them the evidence they had, they took it off the shelves in the stores. Rush Limbaugh. His OxyContin deal, you know who broke that story to the whole world? It was the National Enquirer in 2003. Michael Landon had pancreatic cancer, and I remember all the denials and his publicist and people, he does not have cancer. And there's no healthier-looking guy than Michael Landon. Well, guess what? When the Enquirer cover said Michael Landon dying of cancer, he was. And they got that right, too. So, yeah, they have a lot of misses, but they've also gotten some things right that nobody else had. So you got to give him a little credit there. Again, if you just joined us, the breaking news, Guy Clark, dead at the age of 74. Legendary Guy Clark.
Man.
We're going to shut this down tomorrow, the raising money for Window World Cares in St. Jude. We're going to end it tomorrow. So let me leave you, before we end the Playhouse and the show, with the totals. You can bid on two things. You can bid on dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's. Top bid there is from Steve at $3,500. You can also bid on sitting at the table with Peon and his wife and Dan and his girlfriend, two couples. The two high bids are from Sue and Bob at $800 apiece. You can top that by at least $100, please. And to an anonymous donor, we can't thank enough. And to the person whose donation he matched, it was $500 from, what's the $500 guy's name? Majo, I believe.
Yeah.
And Mr. Anonymous, $1,500. Our grand total is $10,000. And we couldn't be happier. But it won't end till tomorrow at the end of the show. So give that some thought if you'd like to help us out there and get us even more money. And then one of the most bizarre stories I've ever seen, Sunday, 2 days ago, down in Boca Raton, Florida, paramedics took a beachgoer to the hospital with a nurse shark. I've never heard of a nurse shark attached to the victim. The shark clamped down on this girl's arm, and its jaws locked, and even dead, they could not get the teeth out of the girl's arm. They took her to the hospital with the shark teeth still in her arm.
Holy cow.
I've never heard of such a thing. Nurse sharks can get up to 7 feet long. This one was only a couple of feet, but they have a picture of the paramedics putting her on the thing, and the shark is still biting her arm.
Yeah.
They can't pry it loose somehow. I guess they didn't want to tear her arm apart, so they had to do it right.
Wow.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Businessman comes home from a business trip, and he's early. He was not supposed to come home until the following day, but he arrives after midnight in a cab to his house. And there's a car parked in front of his house that shouldn't be there. And he's suspicious. And he's been suspicious of his wife all along. Now that he's come home early, he asked the cab driver, he said, "Would you come in the house with me? Because I need a witness." And the cab, he said, "I'll give you an extra $20. The cab driver says, "Sure." So the cab driver goes in the house with him. And the guy is suspecting his wife is having an affair, and he wants to catch her in the act. So very quietly, the husband and the cab driver tiptoe upstairs, burst in the bedroom. Husband turns on the lights, yanks the covers back, and there in bed is his wife with a naked man. Got him. The guy puts a gun to the naked man's head, and his wife yells, "Please, please, don't do it, don't do it." And he says, "Why not?" She says, "Please, believe me, you don't want to do this. When I told you that I inherited money, I lied. This guy right here paid for your Porsche. That one Porsche I gave you, he paid for it. He paid for our cabin cruiser at the lake. He paid for your season football tickets. He paid for our house at the lake. He paid for your golf vacation to Hawaii. He paid for our country club membership, and he pays the dues every month." The guy lowers the gun, looks at the cab driver, and says, "Well, what would you do here?" And the cab driver says, "I'd cover him up before he catches cold."
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Sure, things are a little messy out there, especially heading into downtown. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Yeah, they're really messy. And we've got a report of an accident on eastbound 44 just east of Grand. It's got things backed up to about Kings Highway. It looks like we are running pretty slow now on westbound Highway 370 between 270 and the Earth City Expressway. Same thing on westbound 364 from 270 past the Veterans Bridge. Looks like we have an accident on southbound Telegraph right at 255 that's got you backed up a little bit south of Jefferson Barracks Road. Still working with the accident on northbound 270 just a little bit north of Highway 44. It's got the two acceleration ramps blocked. That's causing eastbound 44 to drivers to jam up pretty solid from Bowles up through Highway 270. Now coming in for baseball and hockey, you're jammed up from Clarkson all the way in through Mason on eastbound Highway 40. We're also slow again from about, we're going to call it Ballas all the way in through Big Bend. Then southbound 270, things are jamming up a little bit south of Highway 70. That goes all the way down through Highway 44 and southbound 55. That's a jam. Potomac down through Revis. This traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? Account Temps Salaried Professional Service may be the solution. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, so last week we get a big hailstorm, and a true story. Someone gets a phone call from a company that does roofs within 15 minutes of these hailstones hitting the roof of their house. And you know what? A few months from now, you're not even going to be able to find that company. There's companies around, a few, that have been around a long time and will be around a long time. Allen Roofing, one such place since 1972. They're not hail specialists. They're not storm specialists. They're roofing, siding, and gutter specialists for over 40 years. And it's all that they do, and they do it as well, if not better, than anyone else. So says Contractor Magazine. Also, you want more information? Check out the website at aroofing.net. Three locations, St. Peter's, Ellisville, Missouri, and Caseyville, Illinois. You need a new roof or you need your existing roof fixed, call Allen Roofing.
Over 77 years ago, Midwest Floor opened its doors for the first time with one goal in mind: to supply the St. Louis area with the finest quality flooring and craftsmanship available. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. It is my pledge to the St. Louis area to continue that policy by providing you with a comfortable shopping experience from the most knowledgeable sales staff anywhere, along with expert union craftsmen to install your floor. With that same quality concept in mind, I've opened a new division called Simply Clean Floors. Simply Clean Floors is the newest carpet cleaning company in the St. Louis area with a reputation to match Midwest Floor. So if you've ever wondered who to call to get your carpets looking like new again, the answer is simple. Call Simply Clean Floors. You can reach Simply Clean Floors at 314-896-4411 or online at simplycleanfloors.com. I promise your experience with Simply Clean Floors will be a great one.
Doing.
Making a good thing even better.
I thought our Webster Groves location of Schnars Hardware was already better than the big box stores, with our quality customer service and real knowledge of how to use what we sell.
Sure, but we need more room for more stuff that people need, and also room for more services.
More services?
Yes, more services like lamp repair, plus more space for all the things we already do.
Oh, I get it. We're improving our Webster Groves location, but wasn't it superb before?
Yes, but now it will be Schnarified.
Schnarified? Is that even a word?
It is now. That means we'll have the same great service that Schnars Hardware is famous for. Services unmatched by the big box stores, with easy parking at both locations. Have you seen my hammer? I can't find it.
Well, if that one right behind you isn't it, I know where you can get a replacement.
Schnars Hardware?
Good answer.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice, at our two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Make way for the sexagenarians. The rebels of the 60s are in their 60s and back on the road again. The generation that once threatened to drop out is more likely to drop in on family and friends. But they won't be doing it in a flower-powered VW bus. More likely in an RV with all the comforts of a luxury condo. So wave to that sexagenarian. He's probably somebody's grandpa. For the times they're still a-changing, and the winds they're still a-blowing. For the highways they're arranging, and that big thing that they're towing is their easy riding way to enjoy each passing day.
For the rest of your life.
Buy an E-Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Buy an E-Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The St. Louis Tiger Club presents its 31st annual John Cadillac Golf Classic Monday, June 6th at Winghaven Country Club. Foursomes are still available and include generous lunch buffet and attendance gifts before heading out for 18 holes of golf with a celebrity team captain. Then after golf, enjoy happy hour, dinner, and silent and oral auctions with many autographed items and special Mizzou memorabilia. Show your Mizzou pride and help support our Mizzou athletes. To reserve your spot, go to MizzouTigerClubSTL.com. St. Louis FC is looking forward to making a run in the prestigious Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Join in on the truly authentic St. Louis soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. Make your plans to be there Wednesday, May 18th at 7 p.m. for the opening game of the Open Cup presented by Mercy. Be a part of the excitement and get your tickets now. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-0999 or go to stlouisfc.com.
Take a test mode today on the John Deere Z535M Z-Track Zero Turn Mower with the re-engineered Excel Deep Mower Deck to mow faster, better. Because it's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Visit your local John Deere dealer today and see why nothing runs like a deer.
Visit William Nobe & Company at any of our seven convenient locations or online at WMNobe.com and MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top and Grand Center. All new show June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
Leave him alone. Let him go home. He is home.
Let me go home.
He's home in Southern California. His name is Mike Evans. And he is brought to you, as he is every day, by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. I feel sorry for anybody who's never experienced either or both. Change that. A special occasion, lunch, dinner. You will need a reservation. They're that busy and that popular. Closed on Monday, both of them, with only a couple of exceptions. On the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. Gift cards, always a good idea. And now, the moment you've been waiting for. The reason, the only reason some people listen to this show. You'll like that. You'll like it if I say that. Mike Evans, everybody.
Oh, give me that.
What's going on?
What are you doing, dog?
We're mourning the loss of country music legend Guy Clark. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you see that come across your wire?
I didn't see that.
No, sad. Guy Clark.
Yeah.
Well, what about the blues, though?
Oh.
No, say what you wanted to say. Who's Guy Clark?
Yeah. Who the hell is Guy Clark?
That's what we want to know. Yahoo, the main news page, legend Guy Clark, dead at 74. And all of us are going, who's this? Who's Guy Clark?
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
So. What's the, how'd you find out about him?
I saw it. It came across on Yahoo's main main page.
I mean, you look at the story, and it's like it's equal to Merle Haggard or something. We've never heard of the guy.
It would be huge for the Blues to go up 2-0.
Oh,
I'm going to have a drink to that on me. Hold on. Have a drink to that. I'll call beverage. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
It'll happen. It'll happen. They'll go down there with two in their pocket.
Pacquiao's question, name the name of the actress who beat Christina Ricci and Scarlett Johansson for multiple roles in movies. Anne Hathaway.
Mm.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Kristen Dunst.
Mm.
Mila Kunis.
Mm.
Movie news, The Irishman is a supposedly the inside true story of what really happened to Teamster President Jimmy Hoffa back in the 70s when he disappeared. It has been stuck in development for years, but now it's full speed ahead. Martin Scorsese is on as director. He is also hired as these mafia dudes in the movie Harvey Keitel, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Al Pacino.
No, this is going to be like another Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
And there were talk that maybe Jack Nicholson will make a cameo.
Well, Mikey's considering it because I talked to him this morning.
Oh, well, Frank, this is where you need to record these things.
Mike, I did.
Jack,
and I asked him, I said, Jack, are you considering being in this Hoffa thing? Here's what he said.
Well, I freaking talked to Scorsese, and hell yeah, I'm thinking
there
about
you go. Wow. There you go, right there.
There you go. Amazing. I've told you about Jewel and Madonna and Mariah Carey and some other celebrities that have told their people to instruct hotel, restaurant, and other workers she comes in contact with not to look at them.
I do that here.
Not to look at them. But never heard of a celebrity demanding their own staff couldn't look at them. Well, until now. Kanye West.
Their own staff.
Their own staff.
What if he calls somebody in? You can't look at him?
Dan, when you're talking to Mike, would you not look at him?
Don't look at him. Same with you, Frank. Don't look at him.
Don't look at me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you can't look at me. We're 1,500 miles apart.
Well, you can't, but I can.
They were close friends. They even went to school together, but Ivanka Trump's calls to Chelsea Clinton have gone unreturned, probably because Chelsea has been calling Ivanka's dad, Donald, every name in the book every time she's out in public.
Well, Ivanka probably is calling Chelsea for beauty tips.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably it. Yeah. I wish you would have thought of that this morning when I used that. At the Desert Trip, a mega concert at Palm Springs in October, just learned that Bob Dylan and Mick Jagger will close the show singing a duet, Like a Rolling Stone.
Well, that is true, because I talked to Bob Dylan this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
I did, and I recorded it.
And again, did you record it, Frank Opinion?
Now, I said, Bob, are you and Jagger going to do the closing number? Here's what he said.
Yes, we are going to sing Like a Rolling Stone.
There you have it.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow. You know, you can't get this stuff anywhere else.
No other station.
There's no way you could get it. Hold on, I'm going to have a drink.
No, I knew you would.
What's time to turn, Jake, little wind?
No, turn Bob. Turn
no, Bob, no.
Turn Bob's mic.
Once a ton of time.
Yeah. It's
wind. I'll be a gummy bear here in a second.
Oh, my.
Ozzy Osbourne's Black Sabbath is launching a world tour. Gee, you don't think since tickets are bad that this news of Ozzy and Sharon breaking up was just a publicity stunt, since Sharon is still their manager and publicist, do you?
That's a good one.
Shocker, there are more U.S. gun dealers in America than Starbucks and McDonald's.
Good.
55,431.
Good.
It's one of the most unbelievable, bizarre dates in history that I've ever heard of. On this date, 1991, two Milwaukee police officers find a 14-year-old boy. He appears to be drugged or something. He's half naked, and he's bleeding in a couple of little places. And the only thing this kid from another country, he can't speak English, the only thing that he keeps telling them is the address. So they take him to the address, and Jeffrey Dahmer answers the door and takes the kid in the house.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
The Dahmer kills the kid within 30 minutes.
I remember that.
And a couple of hours later, the police went and got a warrant because they thought something was odd. And they came back, and they found, among other things, three other boys' heads in his refrigerator.
That's normal.
Why would the police turn that kid over to Jeffrey Dahmer?
That was weird. That whole Dahmer thing was so weird.
Unbelievable. Mm. You know, he was sub-renting, and when they finally arrested and got him out, the owners of the property came in and they go, "We're going to have to replace all this carpet."
Well, sure.
All the carpet.
And finally. Name the name of the actress who beat out Christina Ricci, 05 head, and Scarlett Johansson for multiple roles. Anne Hathaway, Jessica Alba, Kristen Dunst, or Mila Kunis.
Oh, man, I'll go Anne Hathaway. I love her.
I'll say Mila Kunis.
I'll say Kristen.
Kristen Dunst is the one who beat out Christina Ricci in the Vampire franchise. That was three movies. And Kristen Dunst also beat out Scarlett Johansson out of the movie Elizabethtown. And Jumanji, she beat out both of those
Who's
roles.
Who's the winner?
Carsnips?
I don't know.
What the heck was that? Kids, don't drink.
Or eat gummy bears.
don't do the gummy bears either from the medical dispensary, marijuana dispensary. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I don't know a lot about IT. I know it stands for information technology, and I know that lots of companies, businesses, enterprises rely heavily on somebody who's really, really good at keeping their IT department sharp, keeping their business competitive. I have that somebody for you, your IT partner. It is Huber, H-U-B-E-R, and Associates. Their website is teamhuber.com. They are a premier IBM Business Partner Innovation Center. There are only 42 companies that are in the country. And what that means is they have access to the latest IT solutions, and they leverage their IBM power and their storage and their security and their software solutions and design an infrastructure that is tailored specifically to your needs. And every business is different, every business is unique, so they'll design custom solutions for your business. And if you're not on top of the whole IT thing, company's not going to be as productive. Your employees aren't going to be as productive. You're not going to be as competitive as you could be. So it's a smart thing to do. It's a smart IT solution to take Huber and Associates on as an IT partner. They will use technology to lower your cost and strengthen your customer interactions and enable your employees to work faster and work smarter. So here's my suggestion. And they have clients all over the country. They've been doing this for 28 years. I didn't even know that there was IT 28 years ago. I guess there was, but you would never even recognize what IT meant 28 years ago compared to today. So here's my recommendation. You go to teamhuber.com. Take a look at what they do, how they do it, and see if it's a good fit for your business. And if you can't remember teamhuber.com, I know you can remember this, frankopinion.com. Hit the menu, go to sponsors. There's a link to Huber and Associates. And that link, of course, is their website, teamhuber.com.
Meep, meep. All right, time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland. Go Blues.
Go Blues, sir.
It's 7 o'clock yet?
Almost.
Almost. All right. Boy, it's a mess out there still. If you're coming in on eastbound Highway 70, you've got solid traffic between the Earth City Expressway that goes all the way in through Hanley. Same thing on eastbound 40. Things are jammed up now from Timberlake Manor, basically all the way to Big Bend. And then if you're trying to get to the Poplar Street Bridge, you're slow from the Kings Highway to the Poplar. Now, westbound 44 is heavy from Jefferson out through Hampton. Southbound 55 still has slow traffic from Bates down through Revis Barracks. Eastbound 270 from McDonald, that goes all the way through Bell Fountain. Westbound 364 is heavy from 270 now down to about the Maryland Heights Expressway, and then it opens up a little as you go past the Veterans Bridge. And southbound 270 Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks, and with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Stop by Firestone and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Firestone, complete auto care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
All right, tomorrow on the 4 o'clock hour, Dr. Doug Pernikoff will be with us. Outside of that, we have no idea what we're going to do. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah,
you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I think it'll be a huge benefit to the police department.
A new effort to make part of South St. Louis safer. The high-tech plan that has shown promise in other parts of the city.
Illinois driver's licenses are getting a makeover. What's changing and why drivers will now have to wait for their new ID.
This is one sad, soggy day. A family's dream to run a family restaurant goes up in smoke.
Still plenty of clouds, plenty of cold, and plenty of rain across St. Louis. But the good news, things are finally moving. The rain is going to get out, but it's going to be a cold night.
But first at 6, when tens of thousands of people flood into downtown St. Louis tonight, video cameras will be looking for criminals reading their license plates.
Now that technology is spreading to another city neighborhood. Fox 2's Paul Shankman is live in South St. Louis, where the cameras could be up by the end of the week. Paul?
Yeah, Sandy, if you visit the business district here on South Grand, you probably